It's the Western Cape Funding Fair, which is for funders of small businesses to interact with small businesses at the ICC. What we can then agree on is that it will have no chance.
really be no provision in terms of how they are transported before they come. No higher attention was made to the house chairperson. Is that okay? Another question? Okay, thank you. Can we then proceed to item number 3 and ask the relationship to be closed? And then if we need to make a petition. So we have an honorable chairperson, honorable members, and chair. I think how we should decide their affairs long and at the end of the day to walk. So our presentation will focus on the residents of Porter Point School, background, executive summary, and then on the specific program. I think the first the slide 3 on the background and purpose is just a compliance statement. I will not talk about how we approach the presentation. I won't go through that. I think the critical slide is the slide 4, which provides a really a summary of our and we'll see that in administration we have 4 milestones and two of them we did not achieve. We'll say more of that. And through the report about the non-achievements pertaining to the vacancy rate and to employment of students with disabilities. On the opposite development, there was one target which was not achieved, and that pertained to the incubators, that has been a challenge problem because we see in the Policy Committee that it was based on the assumption that funding will be obtained from DPI. Enterprise development, this section is very, very important, and we'll explain that later. And after cause for concern, we look at that, we overachieve 50% of its target. And immediately, think what will catch the eye there is that we spent the budget in that area. So those that, as you rightly said, Chair, the NCC there in particular, benefit from transfers, so the bulk of the money that's on that program goes to transfers to CEDA. I think CEDA in last year, over 600 million was allocated to CEDA. And maybe just a short introduction, when we realize that there will be underperformance in certain programs, instead of the money being stuck in those programs, we actually transfer that money to another program, the supply development program. But we'll say more about that. So I think we just want to give the assurance from this place that they actually understand and we know what the root causes are and can speak to how we act. Slide 5, Chair, provides a summary. This is a glimpse of the performance over the entire year. And what probably stands out is that the performance in quarter 1 was better than subsequent quarters. But I think that at this time, we did not have a robust performance management system. And colleagues were not necessarily required to provide performance evidence, etc. And I think it all was brought together for a year, although seems that as we lose confidence by having the performance evidence for quarter 4, and it looks like we will only get in around 64% performance. We're really pleased on slide 6, Chair, that we have, we start talking about the highlights. We're really pleased about the fact that we actually in quarter 4 achieved the 40% representation at senior management level, and in quarter 1 of this term, it would even look better. lift his right chin.
Okay,
that's
pretty good. That's quicker than good. To you, let him push forward. Because more possibly we have been done with this. The explanation that she said to you a few later, I would appreciate it as people said because as she explained to us why someone has a job as she is. When she speaks about the only she puts out this has it because it's taking away.
Municipality for environmental solutions project from the IEC for collecting and selling the recycled materials. We did consultation on the national minimum wage and on the amendments to Small Business Act. But overall, one of the targets that we should have, so we did what we wanted to for the quarter, but we were not able to table the legislation as originally envisioned. If I can move to page 11, we make a point, Honourable Chair, of reporting on the number of women and youth enterprises. In fact, there's a slide on it later in the presentation. A graph on it. We've also transversal agreements, Chair. We're just reporting there that the new transversal agreements with the manufacturing engineering and related services sector, the net sector, and we concluded the previous report on the agreement for tourism, but we also in the last quarter concluded an agreement with the Department of Social Care. We hosted, together with CEDA, the first South African Business Incubator Conference, slide 14, and the National Gazelle Program. We finalized the selection and just waited for a date when the Gazelles will be interviewed, the Minister can interview them. We just talk about some of the engagements that we had with the sector where we Minister, myself and the Deputy Minister have delivered papers or engaged with the sector. Minister has been extremely active. We will come back on page 15. And just to say that the meetings with the Bukatla Bakafela, we have agreements with them, but that's also resulted in rendering services in a particular center. And CEDA and CEFA are also engaged by deploying some of the business managers there in order to render some services. And the interview chair, in the last bullet point on slide 15, it's just about our cooperation that we are very serious about with France. At 16 speaks about some of the other engagements of the Minister, one that is for the Youth Expo housing, and the other is being witness to a relationship that seems to be with the Department of Influence, the South African Scholar Shop and Tax Shop Association, and the Township of Business Development Association. So these are the associations of the local and of the foreign traders. The page 817 still continues to talk about Minister's engagement, so then really we say, Chairperson, that we have created a presence and a voice for small business in government, just as some of this work alone. They begin to talk about it, and also talk about some meetings, and then a Minister presented papers. The underachievement. I think we have talked about this in slide 515. The vacancy rate, we set an ambitious target of 6%, and we were not able to achieve that. But we note that, and we explained before, that because of the program review, we did not think that it would be prudent to be employing particularly contact people, because our branches have changed completely, for example. So if we had to employ DGs for the branches in the way that they had, we might be sitting with a problem now. But it actually is the lowest that we've had, and also when at the end of September our vacancy rate was standing at 25.4%. So we have moved it down 10.1% by the end of the quarter. And if you ask me what it is now, it is even lower. We stand here at about 14.2%. Then persons with disability, here again, we also set an ambitious target. While the national target is 2%, we set the target. target of 3%. So we only achieved 2.72%. So we did not achieve our own target, but we surpassed the national target. So though that explains the two areas of underachievement in Program 1. In Program 2, I indicated that there was one area of underachievement, and that pertained to the incubation support program. DTI had always funded that, and there was an assumption that they would fund incubators in the 2015-16 financial year, but that did not happen, so it remained an underachievement. However, part of the budget that we have, especially has for the current year, even a part of that national budget will be used for incubation support. And under Program 3, the areas of underachievement pertain to, firstly, the shared economic infrastructure facility. That is an area where we engaged with municipalities, where we offered to offered a co-funding arrangement where we could draft for the development of infrastructure for informal traders, and none of the municipalities took that up until late in the year when there was an agreement to provide infrastructure support to the Takuma market, but that matter was not concluded in writing for the actual infrastructure by the end of the financial year. The other area of underachievement pertains to the amendments to the Small Business Act. We had reported and honourable members will appreciate that the process of approving or developing the legislative process, the work that we have to do as a department, is very prescribed. And because there were delays in the previous quarter, there was no chance of making up for that in the fourth quarter. But the work is continuing now, and we have a target and a project plan to in fact get that the legislation to the cluster at least by November. The launch of the Enterprise Development Fund also did not take place because it hinged on CISA being accredited as a BE facility, accredited BE facilitator status. And we then assisted CISA with the application, they did the application, we facilitated that, and just 2 days ago, there was a letter penned by Minister Davies to our minister, wherein it says there are certain things that CISA still has to do in order to get that status. So we have communicated that to them. Unfortunately, these are things that take longer, but maybe share with hindsight, it is something that needs to be pushed along if through a transversal agreement with the DTI. Then another area of underachievement was the Women Business Development Scheme. Now, technically, this should not have been a target in our ACP, because the Women Business Development Scheme did not exist at the start of the 2015-16 financial year. And the target was premised on the assumption that the contract work will be developed and this new program will be approved. Our minister did not at the time approve the program because by the time it reached minister, the program review was underway. And it was thought not to be expedient, that it would not be expedient to develop another program. In fact, what it proposed, there was no funding for the program either. What it basically proposed is that a certain percentage of the Black Business Supplier Development Program should be ring-fenced for this Women's Business Development Scheme. So when the Women's Business Development Scheme was not approved, we continued to support women under the Black Business Supplier Program. So while we didn't achieve this one, we in fact achieved the target of empowering women. The Red Tank Commission, the report, there was supposed to be the revised guidelines, but we withdrew the study. Because by the time we interacted with the The study was not sufficiently comprehensive, and so therefore the revised provincial guidelines will not be tabled. It is a project that we are doing right now with the support of DPME, Department of Planning, Monitoring and Performance Evaluation. The expenditure report, maybe I must just ask the CFO to do those two slides, Chair, if I may.
Thank you,
Chair.
As the president for the fourth quarter, we had estimated to spend $243.9 million. We exceeded the estimated spend by $44 million, so we spent $287.9 million. The over-expenditure balances out the under-expenditure in the DDSDP. In the previous quarter, so we had already alluded, we had accumulated savings for the first three quarters in the transfers that was subject with the offering everybody to have all the hands on board. And of course, there is a potential benefit to make all the documents that were provided. All that was done in the first quarter. The department also spent $8.8 million on employees. The accumulated savings, Chairperson, were based on the backlog of payments that would have otherwise been paid in the first three quarters as countries. And as we see, have already said, that the wider backlog making potential for the next issue to approach the Department of Justice that they need to go to the application, and when the city comes in, we should then go all of us to go and approach the next issue to provide the information so that the check was to be addressed.
I'm sending you the information. It's not a thing. I understand.
Thank you, sir. I apologize for that. Then we had understanding 8.8 million on employee compensation. As DG has already indicated, we didn't see all the posts because of the program review. And some of the critical posts will be filled as soon as we find the structure review that the enterprise was made successful on. We had also spent on capital. We have previously reported that the department has been sitting in different blocks on the campus of the healthcare centers. So in the process of making sure that we have one block at least for efficiencies around the mission, so we have been allocated certain floor of blocks on the DCI campus that relates on the government of health into the center. So we are most of us have started now in that block. We will still spend a bit on making sure that our debt and place in the center of the food and the that not quite and things. So the fact is we need to make them smaller for us to be able to take more people into small space that we have. We also have to buy laptops and desktops for the officials that were in the department, such as myself, who joined on the 1st of April. We have also spent on compensation of employees $4.3 million based on this graphic display. We spent $25.4 million. We had also spent $15.2 million. We spent slightly over 10 million. Capital, we have also spent $5.5 million. We actually overspent by 2.5 million. We had by spending carried yesterday. Other for the board meetings that we support for the phone booth of the department. And the next slide, actually, basically talks to the public display on how the GFS or economic classification of the items are represented. And so, slide 22, care program. As DG has already alluded, program 3 has 93% well-located products, program 2 with a lead at 1% and program 1 administration was 6% of that of the budget.
Chair Adenta, if you want me to go through the detail of the next few slides where I have the performance on each of the targets. I've talked through many of these targets when I talked about the highlights and the areas of underperformance. So in a sense it will be a repetition. It must be done through the chairperson. Then slide, you can't see the number of slides, but it will be slide 26, which is the first slide on program 1 administration. I have talked to the vacancy rate, and, but also in terms of corrective action, stating that there's a 28 units, so we were at the time, at the end of the quarter, we were in the process of filling 28 posts. We filled 9 posts on the 1st of April, and which in fact reduced the vacancy rate. This is what the presentation says here. Staff turnover, we are, people haven't resigned or left yet, and people with disabilities. We have talked to that we exceeded the national target. We do not achieve our own target of 3.2%. In women, slide 27, women at SLS level, we exceeded the target of, we set the target just below the national average. So we set the target of 45%, we should be at 50%, but we have achieved the level just exceeded the national average. I've spoken to the payment of invoices, several invoices that have achieved 100% again. Then program slide 28, we serve basically for multimedia awareness campaigns and outreach campaigns and exhibitions. We exceeded the target for both of those, and we exceeded the target most of the year, and we can then say as we set the target, did we under target, but I think it's reflected on the reason for the overachievement is we get invited to events, and therefore we can't anticipate what that is. We in fact change that in this year's ACC, we've actually changed the target to be proactive stakeholder campaign, proactive as DSDD that is led by ourselves, so that we don't just, so the invitation to get from people and from others, while it's important, it's not in our program. So, two chair, slide, which that would be slide 30, you can't see the number. The first target pertains to the number of cooperatives that are linked to markets. Where I have reported on that, we linked 11 cooperatives in Sanin to supply butternut and green beans to food lovers markets. We also have developed a report on market access and market value chain initiatives that is done. I have reported on slide 31 that we did not reach the target on the incubator support program. I provided the reason for that. That is the current area of underperformance. The next would be slide 32. There we did not, the annual target was consultation and paving of the amendments. The drafting of the amendments, we say we did not. Last year, members who only did the consultation. The number of family cooperatives that could receive training, they exceeded that target share largely because we were able to renew the agreement with a German cooperative confederation who came to this initiative with funding. and they largely through that partnership that they were able to exceed the target. And of course the availability and the readiness of the operative to that thing. In terms of secondary cooperative, we had to present an annual report that target was achieved. In terms of the formulation of a national SME and cooperative development framework, that framework is something that we should don't do on our own, but that we do in cooperation with provinces. And so we had a target that at our quarterly past meetings with provinces and report on that, and that's what was done. Program 3 is the area where they have lost the bed. I refer to the launch of the enterprise development fund, because that enterprise development fund, we see it as an area that a fund that will help us, enable us to also seek funding co-find funding with the private sector. But as I explained, CEPA is awaiting being granted BEE facilitated status, because that is the important particularly for private sector funders. The next target pertain to micro SMEs that are packaged into micro franchises. A certain amount of work needed to be done because this is a new program that we are launching, the service that they a service provider that would assist us with conceptualizing this work would be appointed, and that the report would be tabled. But the target would not be met because the service provider was not. So that actually should be read. The target was not met because the service provider was not appointed and the work was not completed. I refer to the launch of the Centers for Entrepreneurship, and we've been very encouraged by the extent to which Tibet colleagues in particular have come on board. And in all of the agreements, there's co-funding. CIVIT also put some of their funding behind the initiative, and that therefore expanding the impact that we could have. And I guess again shows the value of the agreement. I've already talked to the co-location points that we met, how many we established in the year, and that we actually had met our exceeded our annual target. We had hoped that our target that we set by 58 on the socioeconomic infrastructure facility was that we would adjudicate the applications that we would have received from municipalities and launch the site, but none such happened, as I reported, except for entering into an agreement with Makado Municipality with regard to Takuma Supermarket. This was the youth program. It's one of the other areas of underachievement which I these students also in fact have been reported in the area of underachievement earlier. The ones pertaining to to the women's business development scheme, where we said that 20 young people would benefit from the Youth Black Business Supply Development Program, and again this was the Black Business Supply Development Program where a certain amount or section of that would be incentives for young people. This program was never established as a separate fund, but in fact it was young people, and we will, I think we, to go up on the we will show, I think we have let me make a statement now. In a previous version of the presentation, we had we had graphs to show how many young people in fact were targeted. We just finished them, we can show you the few of those slides. And the same pertained to part of the, it was not all coach like 40, it was not only benefiting from the funds, but in fact training also presented training, but the transversal agreement with the implementing partner was not finalized. And this is a bit of a pity, the whole area around youth development or sports for young people. There's no reason why the program should have lost momentum. Why people fact that because the program review is underway. In fact, the work could have been done. So we examined it, we asked all of the tough questions, but it's a combination of the circumstances, but it's also the tough attitude, I think, that colleagues had. And the opening of new ventures for values from the program, it seems that even though the program didn't happen, that support was not delivered. And another initiative that we supported, and we got support from, I think, the municipality and the private sector company, and therefore, in the Eastern Cape, there are HR youth cooperatives, the 40 members that are active in the, we actually have contracts that are employed in youth solar energy co-op. We have today spoken about the NILE. No. This is, we said here, it should actually be there and say, we did not support women. I think it's incorrect that I really apologize, Chair. We did not support women under the business development, women's business development team. But the figures that I have here is to say under the Black Business Supplier Program, 65 women supported enterprises were supported and 45 were supported through the cooperative fund. We give some of the information of, I think, the honourable members on how was the money spent and how many people have benefited, we put that there. So I think the apology is here, background should be read, and it should be explained how the different programs. Then through the Bacomilia, I've already talked about that, where the quarterly target was exceeded. The training of informal businesses, I've also talked about that, that we've increased our annual targets. We also reported on the red tape reduction guidelines that a target of engaging 50 municipalities when in fact we were able to exceed and the engage with 50 municipalities. But what we did not do was to finalize the report and table the revised guidelines as a technical mandate. And as I explained earlier, the study was performed, which ensured that the way in which the terms of reference were developed, it would be not the legal application of the resources. The monitoring our target was to monitor the implementation of the sector side. And in a sense, we've done our work in terms of monitoring what needs to be done. I see there's a table on page 45. Potentially had indicated that they would implement into the measures to implement, as I don't know where the table comes from, the 55% sector size program. And somehow I looked at what happened, we were quite tough with each other in the recent cluster meeting, Chair, because they clearly announced those interim measures in early December already. And the intention was that the measures would be issued before the government, certainly, or before the Minister of Finance, and there's no reason why it should not have been done. But the proposal is on the table of the regulations that have been issued. But I think in terms of what we have to do, in terms of engaging and monitoring what is going on, we did what we had to do. Then about market access for enterprises, meeting for craft enterprises, we've been extremely effective in that area. We had a target of 150, which was exceeded. So Chair, and hope that through all of this, I have explained the tables and given the information as required. I also just provided a concluding slide. I think from our point of view, our improvement has qualitatively improved in the way in which we account to take accountability for our work, and we are paying attention, Chair, to the filling the post that should be filled. There are certain positions that all the departments should have, like CFO and the chiefs and the head of our corporate services, and we continue to focus attention on areas of underperformance and couple with ourselves in terms of performance management. And so we recommend the report to the committee.
We all think of that to help us. There is a condition we have thought of what we have wanted, how we have wanted to be. It's like this way.
But on page 15, it speaks about the, I think in the network consultations, highlighting the PEC, the national minimum wage as well. How that can be given more information to us to get some of the impact. But the network consultation on the, well, this minimum wage as well. So page 15 and page 16. Well, look at the MOU between African Spice Shops and Type Shop Association can be made available to us if it's available, and we have copies of that MOU. And then page 21, the cost of capital assets, cost on spent on capital assets. Digital laptops and desktops, what's the quantity that was registered for how much? How much was spent on that? On page 27, in 5 co-location points have been established. What about accessibility? How accessible are they and where exactly have they been established? And the last one from now, page 14. Page 42. What is the selection criteria for these 1,000 formal business owners for their CFOs for training? And how long is the training?
Thank you, Jay, and thank you for the suggestion. Very informative. I just need to get some clarity on a few issues. First of all, the transversal agreement between the departments. I would just like to know how many of the transversal agreements have already been signed between the different departments, and which departments has already been signed. And then the rate type reduction workshop on page 43. I would like to know the impact of that workshops that took place, because it seems like it's not an issue. I mean, whenever business is talking, or when government and business get together, they talk about red tape and the problems of red tape. And here, we the output is green, but it seems like it's still a problem. So I would like to know how do we measure the impact of this workshop? Because if I'm listening correctly to business, it seems not working, the workshops. So, and then page 38, fresh produce markets. Fresh produce markets, I visited the Johannesburg fresh produce market the other day, and I visited in Mafeni's one as well. And it seems like between 35% and 45% of the agent's clients are informal street traders. That's quite a lot. And if you look at Johannesburg turnover per year, it's about 5 billion rand. So there's quite a huge amount that's spent by street traders. So the question is then, why are we only identifying 5 municipalities, and what are we doing about the talking to COPTA about service delivery to this market? Because of this 5 billion rand turnover of the Johannesburg fresh produce market, 5% of that goes to the municipality. And that's quite a lot of money. And I can promise you, if you go look at the cold rooms and the services that the municipality is delivering to the fresh produce market, and when we talk then about the fresh produce market, remember we took 45% of their clients are informal traders, then it's a drop in the ocean. So I want to know in what sort of negotiation is the department in with COPTA and with municipalities to upgrade, number one, the facilities, and why, and what are we going to do to make sure that there's a fresh produce market at each and every municipality in South Africa, easy access for the street traders towards fresh produce, because we can see it. There's no two ways around it. So that street traders, especially informal street traders, traders are huge players in the fresh produce market. Thank you, sir.
I forgot one part of my question. One of the informal business owners. Does this include the street dealers? If not, I know.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Gigi, for the presentation. I have a number of questions. First of all, going back to the strategic review, I'd like to ask the DG how the department responding to the advice given to focus more on broader solicitation than on deep implementation, and the extent to which the emphasis of the department is shifting in that direction, because most of the activities that she's reported on are sort of implementation programs, not solicitation programs, and there haven't been any reporting back on the research and monitoring and evaluation at all, other than to say that some of the budget was diverted in the media term budget announcement. I'm still very concerned, Chair, that the department is operating in its own little bubble, detached from the real economy, in the sense that its performance measures are very much internally focused, not really focusing on impact. And my friend Ronald Ruger referred to this a minute ago. You know, ultimately the department's impact is not whether it's funding its programs, but whether those programs are doing anything. I mean, here we have an example of great pride around the fact that you've trained 1,000 informal traders. Now my experience with informal traders is that they do, if they're lucky, 5-10,000 rand on internet. Now, at the higher end of that, that means that training 1,000 informal triggers could have an impact of possibly sustaining 10 million rand worth of business a year. You guys find that as well. Is that really making an impact? Is it moving the dial, you know, to point of growth? And again, I come back, and I'm sorry if it sounds like a stuck record, but the department simply does not have the resources to move that dial. It has to get the grip on the need for the department to be looking at a much more strategic role for the department. It's saying, how do we get the whole country to focus on formal system? Not our teeny little, you know, little program here. It's not going to happen in the future. And I make this point very clearly in my budget speech. I hope you listen. And it's not just me that's saying this. Every commentator, every analyst in the country, basically, is saying, what the hell are you doing as a department? You know, it's the broader economy, the regulatory reforms, it's issues around labor relations. It's red tape came at the very red top of the strategic review's recommendations. And look what's happened after. So, you know, I'm just worried, Chair, that the department is drifting. And it hasn't actually got to grips with what it should be doing, which is intervening in the real economy that's affecting hundreds of thousands of businesses, as opposed to a couple of thousand here and a couple of thousand there. And I'm sure that when we come to CEBA and CEDA, we're going to see the same thing. Just a couple of specifics. I'm amazed that the department has not made any reference to the announcement on the 9th of May by the President of the formation of the new Entrepreneurs Fund. I mean, how is it possible that you are going along merrily planning to set up a BE Enterprise Development Fund in Shreveport without even referring to those huge funds? All of a sudden got 1.5 billion from the private sector, another 1.5 billion promised from the public sector. I mean, is this in a different world? Yeah? It's incredible. What is holding up the announcement of the developer? I mean, we've been hearing about this for months and months and months. It's going to be announced, the 40 winners, blah, blah, blah. No announcement at all. That concerns me. Just coming back to what Honourable Metro was saying, the national minimum wage. Does the department have a view on this? If so, what is that view? Do you agree with national minimum wages or not? If so, what would that national minimum wage be? Or would you love to see more flexibility and exemptions for small business? I'd like to have the department's concrete view on this. If you haven't got them yet, then say so. But if you do, I think that the committee needs to know what it is. Then I'd like to request that the department brief us on the Global Entrepreneurship Congress, which is due, I think, next March. This is a very important event, and I would like the department to be open with us as to what plans are afoot. I know that the minister was, I think, in Colombia or somewhere in South America earlier this year at the announcement. There is constant reference to the DTI campus, but actually, there are three departments that operate there. It's the DTI Economic Development and it's Small Business Development. So then why is it still called the DTI campuses? Is that not again a sign of the sort of, you know, the big daddy DTI? Shouldn't it just be renamed Enterprise Campus or something more generic? I think that's something that we need to take up to get it. Just, you know, assume the two little departments beyond the big colossus of the DTI. And then I'm just a bit confused again about the programs. Now maybe I'm getting confused around the difference between a program and a branch. But I thought that monitoring research and evaluation, or monitoring and evaluation research, had been turned into a program. And the other program is Entrepreneur with Small Business and Cooperatives Development. But just help me on that one. Where does monitoring evaluation and research put into this overall departmental organization. Thank you, Chair.
I think the final position is not something that I'm out of chance. I relate to them in a positive way. And at this moment, we are dealing with a broad scholar report of the previous strategic plan. And in that, in the strategy plan, some of the decisions that you are making are not there. Which is why there are some of the problems that you would have been having actually for you to be implemented now in the new financial year, and you will get a report of this when the department is reporting on the first quarter report of the 2017-2018 financial year. So I wanted to point that out, because some of the questions that Honorable Chavez is raising relates to the new project plan, and some of the questions related to the final performance of 2015-2016 financial year, and some of the questions relate to the final performance of 2015-2016 financial year. So I wanted to make that distinction, because when they respond to them, they will not be able to respond to questions that are related to what has to be implemented, what skills have to be implemented.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out, Chair, and I can see that's what possibly my questioning should be reinterpreted as to how the thinking that's being expressed in terms of the strategic review and other things is reflected in plans, but I still think there are a number of points that I make which are still relevant to these points of view on the board shorter.
Yeah. My understanding is that in 2015-2016 financial year, the department consumed and implemented what was inherited from the department as was NQB. They then were working on how they restructure themselves. This is a period where even the assessment of the programs that were inherited from the CI and the economic development agency. And in the beginning of November, the consultants that we are in the department came to us to present their recommendations. And then in the beginning of the year, when they were then presenting to us their question, they also presented the recommendations as put by the department, which were then reflected in the new strategy, which is taking off now. But this was the final report on the previous strategic plan. Then in the new financial year, when we receive the first quarter, we will then receive the review strategic plan, which is where some of the questions are talking to. The change that the department is expected to effect is actually going to be reflected on the first quarter report that we shall be getting. We are not going to see that change in this fourth quarter report, because this fourth quarter report talks to the program, the structure, and the annual performance plan, which did not have changed program according to the new structure and the new direction of the department. I hope I'm making myself clear.
Yes, Chair, I'm running ahead of myself. Maybe I'm just expressing my frustration at the time that it all takes to, you know, happen.
You are relating more to what we will hear on the first of the report.
Just to follow it up, can we then just rephrase the question, say, has the department do the mine change already? You say mines, are they busy with this deal, or is just a mine change? Because we can see this is still BPI's program, so the mine change is very important.
We can't get that information today,
okay,
because what is being presented today is what happened to technology being changed, because the department had to provide services according to what was happening in DTI then, while they were still reorganizing themselves to come up with a new strategy plan. So it was during that transitional age. So the question of the members are more looking at the threats that are presented to us this year, which is not what they are actually presenting to us, essentially, the annual performance plan. They are presenting to us the annual performance plan, the last quarter of 2015-2016 financial year. They are not presenting the first quarter of 2016-2017, which has all changes. Even the thinking, we cannot ask them about the paradigm shift in terms of thinking, because that we then see on the first quarter report.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any other questions related to the first quarter? That reflects on the last, related to the last quarter, reflect on the 2015-2016 first year. Don't think the 2016-2017 first year, because that's not where we are.
Another thing, I'm looking at the expenditure performance, but only the understanding is seen in the employees' compensation, but with the rest, there is over expenditure. If my eyes are seeing it correctly, in this plan. And going forward, how is the development planning to deal with that?
Thanks for the report. On slide 4, what I wanted to keep under 2, the competencies development, I wanted to check whether those are units or organizations. In other words, when we see the 6 there and the 8 there, should we see 6 properties or 8 properties? And then on page 8, the 29.6 was dispersed to the properties in Celsius team. Is it possible to have to break down to the provinces, especially looking at Masai K? And then on slide 10, the department facilitated the Social Enterprise Fund grant for IGC. That national in character was just specific. And then one by last on slide 14. Minister slide 14 on the last page. Minister considered the different communities and properties across the country to defend their services. I want to add where we have SMEs, I want to add the informal capability and absorbs. So that what challenges has the minister encountered? So if you can encourage the SMEs to cover that part. The last one, the expo that we have attended with the deputy president in solution. What next? Because the expo should not be aimed, because another danger is to end up with events. So then the last one, on 17, the second bullet, the British Prime Minister's trade envoy, also the same question, what next? Because that's what happened. Thank you. But I want to congratulate the department on hearing the documentation. The only one that I heard on the drafts, on the colors, is one where we are using blue, dark blue. I don't know if you are aware of it. Just to differentiate, if we can make more effort to, if there's anyone who's in August, if on 23, you know, but it's an attempt, but you know, if we make more effort, if on somewhere we use the lines, putting it together with the color, but it's important that they are part of the good presentation. Thank you.
I also have my own question. Everybody has put in my thanks to input, but we are a dear team on the future. I need your help to be put into the system. And in doing so, we are also relating to the recommendations and the direction of the department. Now, the question that I'm asking is related to page 8. Where the blessing was so, 180 women in the target are being the target of 75. In terms of the recommendations of the assessment by the consultant, 12 million is being continued. So this is what the consultant said. And that is what the department agrees to. And I want to remind you, the cabinet, what is constantly by SMEs and cooperatives when the interest is up. Once they say we need aid, and the aid is in two forms. We need technical skills and we need business relations skills. They also say we need adequate infrastructure. And the infrastructure is also divided into two. We need an infrastructure to operate from, and we need the support infrastructure that will make our businesses grow. Which would be electricity, sanitation, water, transport infrastructure, and telecommunication infrastructure. We then say we need access to finance. In terms of soft loans and a conducive environment that makes us to easily access finance. And then they say, number four, we need access to the market. And then they say, number five, we need to pay the time and take on those loans. The environment must be conducive now. On this report,
you are the person that God wants to meet. And you are saying God to me is for taking time to change and change. And the report of the recommendations, God to me is cooking. My question is, how do you stand and take yourself off? How do things develop and how do things develop? You should take yourself off. Then on page 19, the shared economic infrastructure facility. In all your presentation, when it comes to this, all of you refer to Chapel, and I can understand why you refer to Chapel. It's because we also want to and the department together with the minister joined us. And then they came across a situation that is very apparent. But it's not only Chatham that has got that kind of a situation. The shop the area where the industrial park, Orlando West, has got the same situation. And then has got the same situation. And they appear on our oversight report, but they are not mentioned. We don't tell them anything about them. They run. The department to learn where to overnight the same situation. Our beginning, because I'm going to be proper, beginning location of one area. And one is the beginning of the situation is where. Also, we need to check that the control of promotion. A kind of a market in Lambeth municipality. Where the municipality built good infrastructure, but they are shortcomings. Now, the question then that I want to pose is, why would there be no appetite to the municipality when in all the areas that we see this challenge? Where mainly women, for example, are standing on the street, makeshift facilities with no sanitation, exposed to the sun, exposed to the rain, exposed to the wind, with nothing to take care of their young babies. You see crawling babies there. Because those are mothers, the person who runs that thing is actually the mother of this thing, because this thing grows on the street because there is no facility even to make this child sleep comfortable. They sleep on the pavement. Question is, why would municipalities have no appetite of teaming up with the department to provide a new shared economic infrastructure? Where there is so much value. There is no town, no city that doesn't have a resources. Not a single one. Then the other question that I'm asking is, what was pointed out to us by the Office of the Auditor General? The Office of the Auditor General met with me and they pointed out that thing. In terms of the department's performance, there is underperformance in terms of the target. But in terms of the budget, the department used the budget. Which means the expenditure exceeded
the target, the attainment of the target. And the question is, and what they also just get into question, they want to say, be careful to observe that the department does not spend all the money back on the platform in terms of meeting targets. Therefore, the question that the government has is, if the targets are below the achievement, why is the expenditure about over expenditure from yet the achievement of the target is below? Where does this other money go to? Then the last thing is that we take underperformance from the third quarter, second quarter, and third quarter, and then we perform well on the last one. It's equal to fiscal expenses. Because you are actually not responding to the progress. You are not implementing the progress. You are making your first move so that you don't lose the money. That's why in the last quarter, you are then able to. How does it happen that they will not be able to spend in three quarters, and then in the last quarter, you are able to spend? If you can just spend that. You don't just spend, you over. If you can get to that explanation. And then, no, last, there are two other questions. What is related to what you are saying about the shared facility, shared economic infrastructure for the youth? Because that is not the only issue that you can only report, the overtime report of the social community. There are other issues that do not appear, the department doesn't appear to be responding to. Then the question is, how does the department relate to oversight and what of the social community? Which points out to challenges that the department is supposed to be responding to? And the last question is that when we interact with communities, I visited a project in Bulenda, and when I was in that project, I even called to the teacher, the two teachers, and I said, I'm in this project, and they received the funding last year. When the program has migrated to the small business, but they were still those who remember of the community telling me that they were funded by the app. This year, I visited the 12 cooperative cluster that is assisted by CORE, that the department funded this year. All of them are saying they are qualified into us. That brings the question of how does the business market itself? I went there after July has been there, but still in the month, okay. The cooperatives, they are still paying their assistance for the HR. How is the department marketing itself to bring education and the mindset in the community that they are not actually being assisted by the HR? I think they need the assistance.
Before you